This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Officials in southern Afghanistan say a bomb explosion Saturday killed a senior military commander and wounded at least three other people, including a local journalist. A provincial police spokesman told VOA that General Zahir Gul Mukbil, the commander of an army border unit, was headed to the volatile Marja district along with a group of journalists when the convoy struck a roadside bomb. The Taliban took responsibility for the bombing in Helmand province, where most of the districts are either controlled or influenced by the insurgent group. Meanwhile, a high-ranking Taliban official was killed in clashes with security forces in Jawzhan province in Afghanistan's north. A provincial government spokesman told Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty that Qari Nuruddin and his four bodyguards were killed in the district of Mangajik, where the militant group has a strong presence. Three protesters were killed and 58 others wounded in Iraq in continued unrest Saturday after Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi announced Friday he intends to resign. Officials said at least 11 protesters were wounded near Baghdad's Afrar Bridge when security forces fired live ammunition and tear gas to disperse demonstrators. In the southern city of Nasiriya, security forces fired live bullets and tear gas to get protesters to leave two main bridges which lead into the city center. Security and hospital officials said a further three protesters were killed and 15 wounded early Saturday when security forces fired on them in the holy city of Najaf. At least 400 people have died since the leaderless uprising shook Iraq, with thousands of Iraqis taking to the streets. This is